Okay, good evening, everybody. Another night of firsts. This is my first teaching meet as well. My name is Fraser, and I teach at Cedars School of Excellence there in Greenock. And 3 years ago, we went all iPad football school one-to-one. And what I want to talk to you about tonight is something that we did for this year, for 2012-13, which was to adopt iTunes U wholesale for our secondary department. And what I want to do is just show you iTunes U, give you a little walk through it, and tell you how we use it, what we use it for. So we have about 55 different iTunes U courses in operation. None of them are public. They're all internal to the school and shared with students in the school. We have 3 or 4 public courses that I wrote, basically as kind of CPD for our teachers, that we then just made public for everybody. So there's one on using iTunes U itself, one on iBooks, one on Twitter and Flipboard, and one on Keynote. So if you're not familiar with iTunes U, basically where it comes from is back in the iPod days, a lot of the big American universities were talking to Apple and said, well, we've got all this video content of lectures and you've got this video player in the store. Can we use that to get our stuff onto these devices that our kids are carrying? And Apple said yes, but that was basically just video playlists, okay? And that was all iTunes U was for many years until last year when they launched this app and they opened up a new thing called Courses. The former arrangement, which was just playlists of videos, those are now termed collections in iTunes U, and then there are also these things called courses, okay? And the distinction that you can see is that ones without the spiral bind effect are collections of videos, and then the ones with the spiral bind and the tab book effect are courses. So I just want to show you a few. I've got some here that are ones that we made. I've got my History of Computing class here, Higher Computing, Standard Grade Computing, and so on, what I teach. But we also have other ones at different levels. But there are also ones provided by, for example, Open University. Open University ones are great, and if you want to get started thinking about how to use iTunes U, look at the Open University courses, because they are some of the best ones. Because as we all know, the Open University are kind of past masters of distance learning, and they've brought a lot of that stuff to iTunes U as well. So what does a course look like? A course consists of 4 parts, okay? These 4 parts are down the right-hand side here. Info, posts, notes, and materials, okay? The info section is just introductory information about the course, okay? You get an overview. You've got to fill it in when you make the course. There's information about the instructor, so I use my login to iTunes U. I have a profile there, and that is automatically populated with my profile information for every course that I make. There's a course outline, and that's kind of the hub of iTunes U, because when you use that, that lets you, you use this to organize your posts. We'll talk about posts in a little minute. But there's also, as you can see here, Open University, have got Take Our Survey. You can have an arbitrary number of info pages. So we've used this for things like, in science, we've used it for lab safety rules, for example. Classes that have a lot of field trips, we use that for field equipment lists. Duke of Edinburgh type things like that. I use it in computing for a little Unix command cheat sheet, for example. Little things that are kind of generic to the course and not part of any particular lesson. So you can have as many as you want of those, and they're basically styled text. You can have bold and italics and links and things like that, but not images actually, which is a little limitation at the moment. I want to jump to the bottom and talk about materials, and then posts are really what brings the whole thing together. So materials in the previous arrangement of collections was just videos basically in the odd PDF file. And it was really hard when you downloaded any of those to understand how the progression of learning was supposed to happen. Because it's just video after video after video and then a PDF at the end, maybe a reading list or something like that. These materials are now categorized into different types. So one that we really like is web links, which is great if you've ever put a web link on the board and ask your whole class to type it into something, and you know how successful that normally is. But you put the link in iTunes U, you go and tap it, and everybody's on the right web page straight away. That's a lot. You can also upload any files you want, so PDFs, Word files, PowerPoints, and so on. And that's been really useful because it helped our teachers go from having a lot of material to sort of coming on board with iTunes U and just uploading what you've got. And that was our kind of first step of adoption for teachers, was to say, bring your existing materials and just upload them to iTunes U. Use that to set your whole workplace. You can also put in video clips and audio clips, and the beauty of these is that you can basically stream them right off iTunes. You don't have to eat space on the device to keep all these videos. You can stream them directly from iTunes like this. You can also download them.
Voyager spacecraft moved past Jupiter.
If you have kids who don't have internet access at home, they can download a lot, all that content in school and take the device home if they do, and then they've got access to all that material offline as well, which is pretty useful. You can make books. I haven't got these downloaded yet, but in principle you can download them. Let's see if it'll work here. These can either be books that you have written yourself. If you make EPUB books or have EPUB books, you can upload them to your course. Or iBooks Author, which I think we'll hear a bit later on. If you make books in iBooks Author, you can upload them there, and then they're available to your kids. Really helpful because it solved the problem of moving really big files to iPads. Because this is all coming from the iTunes Store, which is an infrastructure that's designed for very large delivery of files, you know, 2 gigabyte movies and so on. So that solved a lot of problems where we had last year and the year before, we were trying to email like a 30 meg PDF. It was just too big for email, but we didn't have another mechanism. Today, what we would do is upload that into iTunes U. So my last minute is about posts. Okay? And posts are the bit that brings it all together. Because posts, on the left-hand side here, we've got our course outline. On the right-hand side, we've got our posts. And a post is basically like an email, except you can also add assignments to it. Okay? So you can write text in here, and then down at the bottom, you can add on assignments. And you can connect an assignment with a piece of material. So this is a book that has been put in the course, and then the assignment here is read sections 1 and 2 of this course. Once you have that, go back to the library, and then on the left-hand side here, you see that iTunes U collates all my posts and my assignments for all the courses that I'm subscribed to, and basically works like an automatic homework diary for other students. And we have found that to be incredibly useful, particularly for younger students in secondary who have found it quite difficult to extract actionable information from the sort of flood of email that they were getting. To separate some of that into iTunes U and other stuff into email has been really powerful. So I think that's for 7 minutes. Thanks very much, everybody.